We roll back and forth, dodging icebergs, changing course. Along the broken fjord, everything's screwed to the floor. It's the end of the line, there's nothing left. And in the sled dog's frozen breath, the sun burns the moon away. The constellations hide their face. Back to Kolebnikov, a hot soup and vodka shots, and songs with cosmonauts aboard Kolebnikov. And the icebergs roll in the broken light, the humpback blows a kiss goodnight, with harpoon scars and lonely eyes, my heart breaks open wide. Smell of cigarettes, the sun here it never sets. A black sea and a silver sky, the constellations liquefy. Back to Kolebnikov for hot soup and vodka shots. We dance to Rachmaninoff aboard Kolebnikov. Back to Kolebnikov for hot soup and vodka shots, songs with cosmonauts aboard Kolebnikov.
That's Danny Michel with the title track from his latest album, Kolebnikov. For a singer-songwriter who's always looking to push the boundaries of where and how he records his music, Danny went further than ever this time, recording Kolebnikov far above the Arctic Circle while aboard the Russian icebreaker Captain Kolebnikov as part of Colonel Chris Hadfield's Generator Arctic expedition. And Danny Michel is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. It's great to be able to talk to you, Danny.
Hello, nice to talk to you.
So tell us a little bit about the album. There's some wonderful videos. I want to get this out there to people straight up. If you check out Danny's website at dannymichel.com, you can see some wonderful videos from the trip. It certainly gives you a little bit of a feel. But what I'd like to do is to take you back to when you first heard about this and why you decided it had to be something you wanted to be part of.
Yeah, Chris and his son Evan, they had asked me if I, you know, would have any interest in going on this trip for 18 days to the Arctic. And, you know, they didn't even have to finish the sentence. I was all over it because, well, I mean, Chris is I admire Chris so much. And and what an opportunity, I mean, to go to this little corner of the earth that most people will never get to see. I kind of felt like this was the closest I'd get to going to space. And yeah, I'm always up for an adventure, and it was amazing.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when you actually watch the video and you see how you actually had to record this album, because, I mean, you basically turned your cabin into a little recording studio, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was cabin 712 on the Klebnikov, and I was in there with another person, so we're jammed in there. It's like kind of like the tiny little room, and like the bathroom's like in a motorhome, where, like, you know, the showers and the bath and the toilet are all in the same thing. And so I kind of set up a little recording studio by just, you know, using our bathrobes for sound baffling, and yeah, it was pretty funny.
And there were some interesting people with you, because, I mean, Chris had brought together, what, 16 people from different fields to work on this project. Can you tell us a little bit about the project itself and what your role in it was, apart from obviously making an album?
Yeah, well, Chris had picked from around the world a little group of people that he chose that were like filmmakers, photographers, authors, science guys who worked on that TV show Mythbusters. Our job was to go to the Arctic and experience this adventure and then come back and share it with the world in whatever way, you know, our medium, you know, in the way whatever we wanted to do, kind of. It was really wonderful to just have free reign to do whatever you wanted. You know, the film guys made these gorgeous videos, and then, you know, and the photography was incredible and all that stuff. So I decided I'd try to make a record while I was there. And that's what I did.
It's pretty remarkable. And the thing I love about the album, and I think it gets into your creativity, but you really do kind of feel, when you listen to this record, you actually really feel that you're grabbing a part of it. You know, the way it starts, you have this wonderful intro to the track Klebnikov, which we started off the interview with. But you kind of have that feel a little bit that you're there, which is, I think, from your point of view, must be very satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at the record, I kind of wish we'd added more of that kind of stuff. Like I just, you know, field recordings and stuff like that. Like, I recorded, you know, the sounds of the ship busting through the ice, and made these little landscapes of sound, and, you know, with a lot of open space, which, you know, is how I remember the Arctic. It was just like space, so much open space. And so, yeah, I'm glad it worked, and like you felt that and connected. That was great.
Now, I think you worked with Rob Carley as well, who is a composer, but I think he's also part of your band. Is that right?
Well, yeah, more than that. Me and Rob went to grade school together. We were neighbors when we were little kids. We've known each other since we were like 8 or something. And yeah, the first time I ever performed music was with Rob. And yeah, we're just old buddies. So it was a real joy to work with him on such a unique project.
Tell us a little bit about recording on the ship itself. The thing that's remarkable, when you look at that little space on the video, it's like there's no space at all to record, and yet it sounds like you're in a regular studio.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the great thing about modern technology. You know, I had 2 really nice microphones and a laptop, and that pretty much can do it, you know, as long as you got some really nice microphones, the same kind you would use in a really great studio. You can kind of capture that. Plus, you know, when all the classical instruments are put on top of it, it kind of masks any poor quality. Like, I mean, if you were to listen, let's say, like, I'll totally admit, if you listen to the guitar all by itself without all that stuff, you'd go, oh, yeah, that, you can tell it's a bit of a rough recording, you know. But that was the nice thing about piling all the brass and strings on top that were recorded. They were recorded back in Toronto.
I'd like to take a break to play another track from the album, and I wanted to play The Dishwasher's Dream, because this is a lovely song that really has a little bit of that Russian flavor woven through it. You have backing vocals from, I think, some of the people actually on the ship, and then Colonel Chris Hatfield's in there as well. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, this was me and Chris were sitting around in the lounge one night, and all the dishwashers had gotten off work, and they'd been having lots of vodka. And they started singing along with us, and then we would sing songs, and then they would start singing Russian songs. And then I thought, we got to make a song together. And so we came up with kind of a part song I wrote, and part, their singing is kind of an older traditional Russian song. And the verses I'm singing are parts I wrote. I'm singing kind of the same roughly translated lyrics that they're saying.
This is Danny Michel with The Dishwasher's Dream from the album Klebnikov, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Scarlet sunset in the snow. I ride across the fields of my home. As far as I can see, starlight over me. Never will I ever be alone. Like a Yarazok Bosmatriu. Рождает поле зарю, ай бус личный свет, али да рассвет, али есть то место, али его нет, ай бус личный свет, али да рассвет, али есть то место. Spring thaw, the orchard blooms to life. The winding river leads home to my wife. With flowers in her hair, she sleeps without a care. The mother rushes golden morning light. Alas, it's just a dream. I wake up here at sea. Klebnikov breaking through the night.
Ай бус личный свет, али да рассвет, али есть то место, али его нет.
That's Danny Michel with The Dishwasher's Dream from the album Klebnikov. Danny's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're talking about the wonderful album Klebnikov that Danny recorded with, on the icebreaker Captain Klebnikov, right in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. And it's a fantastic story, this. If you want to learn more about it, I want to encourage you to head to Danny's website at dannymichel.com, and you can check out some of the videos that were filmed for this project. It's certainly a wonderful project. I want to ask how it fits in with everything. Danny, you've really built this reputation as somebody that's always looking to do something different with your music. I know, are very involved down in Belize now. You've recorded with the Garifuna Collective. You've toured with them. You have the wonderful Ocean Academy that you're working with down there as well. Can you tell us how this project fits in with the other things you're doing and where you think it's going to take you in the future?
Well, I mean, in a sense, I guess it doesn't fit in with any, and that's okay with me. I mean, my goal in life is musically is to like just kind of challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone and, you know, go out into the water where I you know, where my feet don't touch the bottom, and try to create something that's interesting. I mean, if I had to play in a band where we had to play the same style of music for my whole career, that would be a prison sentence to me. So I don't know what I'm going to do next. and that's really exciting. So,
can you talk a little bit about the situation in Belize? Because I know that, you know, you spend a lot of time working down there. Can you give us an update on the projects?
Well, I mean, as far as working with the collective, me and Yvonne, the producer, we were talking just the other day, in fact, about, you know, how we both are looking back at how much we love making that record, and we said we should do something again sometime. So I'd like to do that, although I've done that, so I don't know. But we'll probably do something. And the little school down there that I work with, they're doing great. I haven't been down lately because I've just been, like, so busy in the Arctic, and I've been far from any place warm.
You mentioned when we were talking at the start of the interview about, you know, going into the Arctic on this icebreaker maybe is as close as you'll ever get to getting into space. That is a passion of yours. Do you think you could ever, I mean, is this, you know, out there maybe in the distant future, you know, maybe on album number 56 or whatever, maybe you'll be up in space recording?
No way. Definitely 100%. No, I'm not. They don't let people like me go to space. But, you know, I'm too old. I'm not in good shape. You have to be like the most incredible fit person in the world, mentally, physically, and everything, to go to space. And, I don't think, you know, unless they have some, like, you know, in the future, like, you can go on some spaceship tourism thing. But yeah. Who knows?
I could see it definitely happening. Tell us a little bit about Dan's Space Van, because this is another fairly new project that you have, where you have this wonderful 70s van that you now bring people in to chat and play their music. Tell us a little bit about this project, because this feels like it's another new direction for you.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I just did this for fun. I wanted to learn how to, like, edit video. And I thought, well, I need to, like, make something to, like, edit video with. And then I thought, oh, I'll just make, like, a goofy little show so I can learn how to do this. And then it kind of got carried away. So it's called Dan's Space Van, and I drive around in this old 78 customized van, and I interview musicians as we drive around, and then they perform a song in the van. And I will say, I did this way before that other guy who does it on TV. What's his name? James Corden or whatever? Yeah, I did it first. You can check the date. But, yeah, so that's just, like, a fun... But, I mean, we've had everybody on that. You know, we've had, you know, Blue Rodeo and great Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea was just on. And, yeah, I've got some pretty big stars I'm convinced to be on it. So it's pretty fun.
Well, it's certainly lots of fun and definitely worth checking out on YouTube. You're pretty productive as an artist. We're sitting here talking about Klebnikov, the latest album. Last year, you had the wonderful Matador album that you released. What's next as far as recording is concerned?
I'm not sure. I mean, the Klebnikov record is just kind of still fresh, so we have to, you know, be kind of taking care of that baby. We performed the entire show, the entire album with a whole orchestra in Toronto recently, and now we're doing it with the Vancouver Symphony. And we're doing it in Ottawa for Chamberfest with an orchestra there too. So that's going to be there. I mean, like, that's something, if you would have asked me a year ago, if I would be performing my classical Russian record with the Vancouver Symphony, I would have laughed. But apparently that's real now. So how life works.
And how does this music fit in with the live show? You'll be appearing at the Roots North Music Festival on Friday, April the 21st, and then you're also at Stan Rogers Festival, June the 30th to July the 2nd this year. Tell us about how Klebnikov fits into the live show.
Well, yeah, I mean, that gets a little tough because, you know, I can't drive around with 20 people, a little orchestra. And so, I mean, I play a few of the tunes, but they're going to be, like, obviously stripped down just to the basics of the song. I mean, which is actually the way I recorded them exactly on the ship, right? So, to me, you know, they're just kind of the foundation, the cake, maybe without all the little icing on it. But, you know, it's still, you know, I could play something like 24,000 Horses or Klebnikov, no problem. I'd play them at all the shows. So hopefully it'll still translate.
And what can people expect when they come out to a Danny Michel show?
I don't know. I mean, that can. My shows are very relaxed, and you know, I just kind of place, you know, stuff from all my records over the years and stuff, and you know, they're pretty fun, I'd like to think, and yeah.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Probably my website's the way to go. Go to DannyMichelle.com, and there's lots of links to the school, to the Arctic, to the collective, to Dan Space. I'd say watch Dan Space then.
It's certainly fun, you know, and I don't know if you know if it's the right thing to say, but I'm going to say it. But I did just hear that we're getting close to legalizing pot in Canada, so maybe a little bit of pot and watching Dan Spaceman might be the way to go.
Okay, that's up to you. That's amazing. Amazing. Okay.
I want to finish with another track from the album. I thought we'd play 24,000 Horses, which is another one of the tracks. And, you know, one of the neat things about this album is the way it weaves in the Russian influences. With experience from being on the boat, and also classic Danny Michelle. Tell us a little bit about 24,000 Horses.
It was just a song, you know, I wrote one day. I was we actually had gone down and had a little tour of the engine room of the boat, you know, which was like, I shouldn't say little tour, it was epic. It was like the engine is, you know, it's like three floors deep, and it's this 24,000 horsepower machine that is designed to like just bash through ice. And when you're standing up at the bow of that thing, you know, it's a feeling like I've never experienced. And kind of the beauty and the awesome power of that vessel combined with, you know, the awesome power of nature was just pretty overwhelming. And this song came about, yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, Danny. This is Danny Michelle with 24,000 Horses from the great new album, Klebnikov, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Waited and wondered if the dream would return. What I saw through that porthole is tattooed and burned. On the shore where we landed, three graves by the sea, in the loneliest place you ever did see. So I sing the verses, you sing the chorus, with 24,000 old Russian horses. We crush through the ice in the bright summer night. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life. Seal skins dry in the bright frozen sun. There's mouths to be fed, the work's never done. Through the Northwest Passage, I stand at the bow, and I thought I'd seen beauty till right here, right now. So I sing the verses, you sing the chorus, with 24,000 old Russian horses. We crush through the ice in the bright summer night. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life. Once we had dreams, but they fell through the seams, like the ice here all melting away. Summer nights. On the Captain Kolebnikov, this is the life. On the Captain Kolebnikov, this is the life.
Pleasure to have you on board the Kolebnikov, and we hope to see you once again.